Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and we have a very special guest, Alden Light. He's been on before. He's the son of Don and Rochelle Light, who live in Florida, and they are both C12 leaders and they're leaders in Abide Ministry. We were just with your parents in Austria, by the way. It was fun. They had a great time there. It was beautiful. And is a young man who has started his career and started to walk, and he's both learning to abiding, discerning God's will, and God's already asking you to give it away, you know, which we want to talk about some because of what you're doing, you know, for other young people. So welcome, Alden. If you would, you know, why don't you give a recap of, tell us where you live, you know, what kind of business you're involved in right now, and then we'd love to have you start sharing some of the things that God's showing you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be able to speak about stuff. I'm super passionate about it. So I live in Sarasota, Florida right now. I've been in Florida all my life, born and raised here. For work right now, I've been in a transitional period. Actually, the Lord's been taking me in a couple different directions, but I feel like I've kind of landed where I'm supposed to be, which is really, really good. So currently I'm working a sales position for a Christian organization. It's called Life Surge, and it's basically a company that does events, so far only internationally, but they want to go global. And they're Christian events that are focused around presenting the gospel, presenting the good news of following the Lord, but also tying that into business and how we can apply the truth of God's word to the business, to our careers, to our lives. So I work a sales position for them, and I essentially just help our students in selling our further education and mentorships on how to continue to grow and excel their careers in a way that glorifies God.
That's great. Who do you wind up talking to? Who are your customers that you have to help them see what you guys offer?
Yeah, exactly. So basically the way that it works is they'll attend one of our conferences. After the conference, they have the opportunity to go to what we call our impact classes, which are 3-day weekends, where they'll go, and it'll be for one of a few different options based on what they're passionate about. And it'll be a 3-day intensive weekend where they'll hear from a bunch of different speakers, and it could be on trade, it could be on real estate, business, wealth. And after that, there's opportunities for them if they so choose to further their education and go a little deeper if they want. And so I'm reaching out to our students who have attended those 3-day weekends to feel out where they're at and if they want to move forward.
Oh, that's cool.
So is Life Surge, is that the name of the conference itself, or does it have various conferences that fall under the umbrella of Life Surge?
Life Surge is the main event. I mean, that's, and then underneath that, the subcategories to it would be like real estate surge or business surge or, but Life Surge is kind of like the umbrella name for the company.
Targeting people of all ages in business, is this more towards young people who are getting started with things, or what is the target audience?
Anyone and everyone.
Great.
I think our targeted demographic is closer to the 30 to 50 year old mm-hmm. range, 30, somewhere in that range. But we have students as young as low 20s and, you know, mm-hmm. as old as 70s. So yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Really, really good. It's goodness. Week two. It's week two for me, honestly. So I can't really speak too intensively to it, but, first week was mostly training. This last week or this week so far has been me actually in the field working with people. And it's been really, really cool because I've spoken to a lot of people who, I'm on the phone with people for 20, 30 minutes, and they're telling me their life stories, what they're working through, what the Lord has put on their life.
That's always amazing, isn't it?
It's so cool. And I've been able to pray for over the phone. I haven't been doing it for that long again, but 5 to 10 people I've been able to sit down over the phone and just pray for
them. That's awesome.
What the Lord is doing, the calling that he's put on their life. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I love that.
Where did you graduate from in school? What was your major?
Yeah. So I went to Southeastern University. The main campus is in Lakeland, Florida. I went to an extension campus a little closer to home. And I got my degree in business and professional leadership.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I know that you, you know, and that was that not two or three years ago that you graduated?
Goodness. Yeah. It was 3 years ago, 2022.
Yeah, 3 years ago. And as you were being led by God, learning to abide, you know, walk us through your career so far, because you've had a couple of positions and then now this one, which, by the way, will be very exciting to have you return and tell us, you know, what happened. You know, one thing that, you know, Kathy and I talk about, and Kathy Alden and I have spent some time on this, is that God has career meaning occupation, and he wants you to enjoy what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, jump into something that is meaningful. And so it's been fun. And I believe, you know, just what you just said, there's probably a bigger story than we even know. You know, for example, if you are praying with somebody, that alone is part of what God's up to, is that I'm asking you to be the one to assist somebody right now who needs it, and you have the heart to give it. And that's why I put you in this role, you know, so it's kind of fun. But walk us through, how did you find your first job out of school? What was that? How did you then move to the next one? And then what led you, how did God lead you to leave that one and go into this one, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. So the first job that I worked, because I've only worked, I'm young. So in high school, you know, from age like 16 to 17, 18, I worked at Publix, you know, a part-time job. It's a grocery store here in Florida. And then after that, I got my first like real sales job. I worked with a company that they still does interior remodeling, mostly for residential homes. So kitchens, bathrooms, flooring, you know, everything that has to do with gutting the inside of a house and reconstructing it. So that was my field. I did that for 5 years. So while I was in school, I was working full time, then also taking full time course load. The most intense that it got was my last semester, because I just wanted to be done. I was working about 40 hours and I was taking 21 credit hours at school.
Wow.
So
that's a lot.
Yeah. And you're still standing up?
I am. That either shows drive, or it shows that I just hated school because I just wanted to be done. So I did that. And the company that I was working with, it's a family-owned company, Christ-centered. I could not say enough good things about it. The manager and owner there, I would consider like a father figure, a second mentor in my life. Amazing guy. So did that for 5 years. The only reason why I left is because I really just felt like I wasn't passionate about the field itself. And then I also felt that I kind of hit a ceiling as far as where I could grow and advance. It's a small company. So left on really, really, really good terms, which I'm super happy to say that I couldn't have left on better terms. I actually ended up transitioning from that point to a different sales job, not the one that I'm in right now. And it was in the aviation industry. And so I thought that is what I was supposed to do. It seemed like the doors opened for that opportunity. So it was aviation sales. So basically selling aircraft, which was a really, really interesting and cool opportunity. At this point, I will say that I, in no way did I feel like I was going against what the Lord wanted me to do. I felt like for where I was at, I was doing the right thing. But then I got into the position, I spent 3 months there, and I quickly found out that it was not what I wanted to do. Whatsoever. And I think what was happening there is I had had kind of a dream of working in that field for like 3 to 4 years, actually. So I really wanted to be in that field, but it's very niche. There's not a lot of public knowledge about how it works and what is involved in it. So I didn't really know what I was getting into. I just thought that it sounded cool. It would be a good opportunity. So
I asked Alden if he could give me a plane on a big discount. He said, no. Okay, that's it.
So I'll give it to you for free. Yeah. I think for a moment there, I might have got a little confused with the motivation for moving into the position. Like I said, I never felt in my heart that I was going against what the Lord wanted. Part of me feels like at this point, and I'm not sure if this is biblical or not, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I almost feel like the Lord was allowing me to go through that to see that that's not what I'm supposed to do. and to see that I'm really not passionate about it. And I didn't lose anything from it. It was a good opportunity. Ended on really good terms with that company, but just found out that that was not the right move for
me.
Let's
talk about that a second, because that's that's something that a lot of us face, and we're always wondering, well, I thought I was led this way, and it turned out that he made me take a turn either after I entered that path or even while I'm walking down that path. Process with you, I do believe that God said, yeah, this is my will for you, my path for you. And you go into it knowing that that's, you know, what you believe to be true. Then you get there and it's like, something is wrong here. Now, the one thing, and Alden, you and I talked about this, is that he says in Proverbs 3, 16, 17, and 18, that every path is pleasant and shalom and is joyful. When you're into something and you start to recognize it's not joyful, you actually, interesting enough, processed it well, you saw that pretty quick. So what, when you did that, when you started to recognize that, wait a minute, this isn't really joyful. I thought it was going to be. And you said, I had a desire to get into that place, and isn't this a good thing? And then you found out, gee, this isn't joyful. How did you approach that when you started to recognize, oh, wait a minute, something isn't right here? How did you approach that? Because that's, and as you mentioned, one of the things that people go to is, I must have made a mistake. And I did something wrong, and blah, 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 blah. And God says, no, you didn't do anything wrong. I needed to show you something. You know, so how did you approach it when you recognized, like, this isn't what I thought?
Yeah. So I was a little shocked at first, you know, because it was a lot of, you know, self-denial. At first, I was just kind of denying that I didn't like it. Honestly, I feel like after the first week, I was like, oh, I really do not like this. So it did not take that long for me to realize that. Like I said, I was a little shocked at first. I was like, wait a minute, what is going on here? Like I took a step back and I was like, God, did I do something wrong here? Like, did I make a mistake? And I was really kind of concerned about that. But then I looked, you know, I looked back and I was like, okay, well, I have peace about it. You know, I brought this to the Lord. I actually got a different offer from a different aviation company prior to the one that I accepted. That was a wonderful offer, but I felt the Lord tell me no to that one. I offered the interview. I left the interview and I felt, you know, the Holy Spirit said, no, don't do that. And so I was like, okay. Ended up finding out that company was a lot of bad things going on with that company that the Lord, that was really cool. Like,
yeah.
I told my dad afterwards that, like, the discernment of the Holy Spirit is like a superpower. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I love it.
I mean, it really is. I had no idea, but I just left and I felt like, oh, wow, something's telling me don't do that. So moved forward from that, found this different opportunity, and I felt good about it. Everything seemed to be kind of fitting well. I felt peace about it. I brought it to the Lord. God, is this what you want me to do? Like, am I good to move forward in this? I felt comfortable about it. It seemed like a good opportunity. And so, you know, moved into it. And then like a week in, I was like, hang on, what's going on here? This is not what I thought it would be. And so I took a step back, really processed it, spoke with Mr. Case about it. Just really dove into it and had a lot of self-doubt. I thought that maybe the problem was me. I thought that maybe I need to work harder. Maybe I need to have more determination. Maybe I need to, for lack of a better way to put it, not be a baby about it and just, you know, just push through. Like if you're in what would objectively be considered a good opportunity, you should just, you know, make it happen. And so that was a struggle for me for 3 months. I mean, I was at the office at like 7 or 8 in the morning, and I would stay till 8 to 9 in the evening, calling to the, you know, to the West Coast market. So it was just a lot of work, and I thought I just need to push through to that. But after processing it a little more and talking with Mr. Case about it, you pointed me to Ecclesiastes, which was, I love Ecclesiases. I've read through it since then, like 3 or 4 times, because it's been such a good book to process through. And there's a couple verses in there that talked about how it's good for a man to enjoy the work that he does. And that's his lot in life. It's what the Lord allows us and gives us to enjoy the work that we do. And I realized, man, I'm not enjoying this at all. And it's not for lack of trying. You know, I've really put my whole effort into it. And it's just not, there's no joy in this at all. I could not see myself doing it long-term. So that's kind of where I landed and then processed through some verses and what the Bible says about work and the Lord's plan for me. And I know that it's supposed to be a good plan, a plan to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me hope in the future. So I was like, well, this doesn't seem like any of that. So what's going on here? So then that's when I started processing and looking for other options.
What, as you, you know, looked at that and worked through, you know, which is typical of, you know, shouldn't I stick with this? And is there something wrong with me? And did I miss it and all that? And everybody works through that piece of it. And then you started to recognize is that, no, God did lead me into this and he's showing me something. As you just looked at that piece of it, what did you feel that God was showing you in terms of why I needed you to do this for your whole future? There's something that I needed to teach you. And this was a important, actually a very important step, you know, in your path, you know, forward. So what do you think God was trying to show you by having you experience this in something? He said, yep, I want you to get into it. And then he said, by the way, I need to get you out of this. So what do you think? How did you receive that?
Yeah, I think that there are several lessons there that he was teaching me. Goodness, I'm just trying to think about how to go about phrasing it and putting it. For one, I realized that, and kind of what I just mentioned earlier, that God's plan for me is to bring life. It's to be a joyful experience. It's to, like I mentioned just a second ago, it's to prosper you, not to harm you. It's to bring you joy, joy in the journey. And so I quickly realized that my mindset was more so focused on, it was very career oriented. It was numbers oriented. It was, you know, okay, how can I succeed personally? How can I, you know, have a successful career personally? How can I make X amount of dollars? How can I, you know, grow and excel? And although those are inherently bad things, depending on how you look at it, the most important thing is making sure that God is at the center and you're where he wants you to be, because where he wants you to be, there's going to be joy. There's going to be peace. There's going to be fulfillment. There's going to be like, for example, literally yesterday after praying with a couple of people, I'm working, I'm building a career that's success. And you know, there's good aspects to it that are important to me, but there's so much joy and fulfillment in it.
I love
and
that.
So I think in the most loving way possible, the Lord was kind of in the same way as like as a kid growing up, if I did something wrong, I'd get, you know, like a little reminder from my parents, like a spanking or something like that, just to learn the lesson. I feel like the Lord was allowing me to go through that to teach me, hey, like your priorities are misaligned. Let me realign you to what it's supposed to be, and just know that I've got a good plan for you, and it's to bring you joy and fulfillment. And I would say those were some of the big things that he taught me.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that I see often, and I think it happened with you, is that because there's a desire or a thought, you know, that's inside of us, I would like to, he basically said, I got to have you experience this so you never second guess again. You're never thinking, man, I should have gone into aviation. I never did. I should have.
Yeah.
And God says, no, I need to get that out of your system. So that you never even think about it again, you know, and the downstream thought about that is something that we'll never really fully appreciate. But he basically says, now you can never second guess. You'll never be wondering, and where I take you, you'll fully, you know, embrace. So that's one of the things
I like about exactly what you're saying, Rich, is that also shuts the door on the enemy using that to distract you from God's purposes.
Correct,
I think once sometimes we step in and God gives us that assurance, do you see this really isn't what it is? When it sits in the back of our mind, is it could have been, what could have been, what if? That's where the enemy gets a playground sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I love that he shut that down.
Yeah. And to that point, exactly that. I guess I could consider myself a little bit of an overthinker. Like I really want to make sure, and Mr. Gates, you would know, I mean, you've walked me through a lot of stuff, which has been super helpful, but I really want to make sure, like, I know that this is the right thing to do. And it's become such a simple process, which has been so cool and so helpful, because all it really involves is looking at the scripture, looking at what the Lord says, applying that to your life. Is that fitting? If it's not fitting, then it's likely not what the Lord has for you to do. And so he allowed me to work through that and then pointed me to his word, applied his word to the situation I was in. And now I'm moving out of it because, like I said, this was a goal of mine for like 3 years. I really, really wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. So giving it up would not be an easy thing to do. and would definitely be something that I could easily second guess. But God made it so clear. And he gave me peace about it. He showed me through his word. And now I can safely say moving forward, I do not regret my decision at all.
No.
That's great.
And then as you, so then you recognize that, okay, I need to go back to the ask, seek, and knock process of what's next. Lead us to how did you, what did you go through and how did God confirm that this now, this new position that you just stepped into was his will?
So for me, the most important things that I was learning through processing the word and processing what God was telling me was, okay, I need to be somewhere where I have peace, where I have joy, something that brings me life, not something that drains me of life. And that's exactly what the other job did. It drained me of life. It was terrible. So,
and Kathy, if everybody would just take what Alden just said, and all that I want to do for you, I want to bring you life and not drain life. And you know the difference, you know. So that's a beautiful way of phrasing it. And I just pray that all our audience really grabs a hold of that itself, that the life of God is bringing you life. So that's fantastic that you saw that. So how did you then discover it here with this new position?
Yeah. So I just kind of sat down and I was like, okay, Lord, my priorities were off center. Let's get realigned. Let's get refocused on what's actually most important. I did some soul searching, if you will, on what's important to me. And you helped me process through that. Like what's important for me? How has God designed and created me? What skills and talents has he given me? Where would they be best put to use? Like, what's the right spot for me? So I went through a couple of different options. And like I said, Mr. Kitch was helping me process through that. And then I have several friends who work at the company that I'm at right now, who were telling me about the position and just letting me know what it looks like and what it entails. So I was like, okay, well, let's kind of look into this a little more. So I got more information on it, talked with a couple of people within the company. I had a couple of phone calls with some of the staff members there and just had kind of like an honest conversation with them about what the position looks like what's important to me. And the Lord just kind of was showing me that all the things that he revealed to me that were important to bring me life in the position that I was in was being, you know, checked off with
that's beautiful
that I was moving to. And so it became kind of a no-brainer. Ministry is very, very important to me. My walk with the Lord is the most important thing to me. So I went from the aviation company could not be further from that. And I understand that not every company is going to be Christ-centered, but it is important for me. If I can have that, that's amazing. So to know that this is a Christian-based company is massive for me. And then to know what it is that they're selling, what it is that they're doing, they're helping people, and it's all for the kingdom. For me, that gave me peace and confirmation. Like, hey, this, the things that are important to me and that give me purpose and fulfillment in life are being checked off with this position. And that's kind of how I knew that it was the right thing to do.
So as you did your interviews and discussions and due diligence, you were getting that sense of confirmation of peace and yep, this is it. And you knew that you knew that you knew. And it sounds, you know, like the ideal situation for you. It's beautiful. Was that position of this new company, was that a new position? Was that how did you even find out about this position?
So funny enough, one of my friends told me about the position. I was working out with him several months ago. He told me about it as I was in the interviewing process for the aviation company. And he was like, hey, you should come work here. This is what it looks like. The environment is incredible. It's really life-giving. It's Christ-centered. I mean, they have Bible studies on Wednesdays at the company. They, you know, have times of prayer weekly. I mean, it's a really cool thing. He said, you should come work here. And I was like, no, I've got a better opportunity. I appreciate it, but you know, I've got something else that's going to be better. Couldn't have been more wrong. So it is kind of a newer position within the company. The company's still young; it's 4 or 5 years old, so it's still, you know, kind of growing and transitioning. So, the position that I'm in specifically has only been in existence for like a year, I think. So it's still kind of changing and growing. But my roommate, actually, the guy that I live with, also works in the same department. So I had all sorts of ears or mouths talking to me, saying, "Hey, you know, this is a really cool position. You should look into this."
Yeah. The neat thing is that God, in a sense, held that open for you. Mm-hmm. As he taught you one thing and said, you know, I'll get you there, don't worry. And so that's, we're just, you know, rejoicing with you, looking forward to where that's going to head in your career with this. And bringing your giftedness on both business and connected with your ability to help others, which we want to talk about on our next session a little bit further. So Alden, thank you for being open and authentic and sharing and helping all of us understand that God's will is interesting. There's no system to it. And we can't predict, you know, exactly what he's doing, but you have a heart to follow, and it's been fun to see you follow. So Heavenly Father, we pray right now over Alden. Thank you for moving him to this new position and where it fits his own personality, his characteristics, his values, who he really is. And that, as he said it, you're bringing him life. And we just pray that all of us would receive that simple truth that your path is to bring us life and work and marriage and relationships and ministry, and that what a privilege it is. And thank you for what Alden is doing, and that may you continue to guide him into your best, wonderful, prosperous future for him. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was a delight to catch up with you again, and can't wait to hear more next week about what's going on and just get updates on that. Thank you to our listeners. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.